It's now 28 minutes to one. The Prime Minister is to announce that the ban on the sale of new petrol, diesel and hybrid cars is being brought forward by 5 years to 2035. This change comes after experts said 2040 will be too late for Britain to achieve its target of net zero carbon emissions by 2050. But how realistic is it? What about Vauxhalls? What about Jaguar Leyland? Have we got the necessary charging infrastructure? Should we, could we be doing more now? I'm joined on the line by John Robinson. John's the director of Symphony EV, which is a Wirral company which specialises in all things electric vehicles, including charging points and converting any vehicles to electric. John, what's your reaction to this news from the Prime Minister?
Good afternoon, Roger.
Afternoon.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I hope you are.
Yeah, I think the government have put this forward and obviously brought the timescales forward. I think they're just trying to put pressure on everyone to actually get, the United Nations Climate Summit in November. I think the Prime Minister would like to go there with some more foundation answers to what's happening with the climate. But I think the actual reaction and to that and the timescale to actually deliver that is probably, he's probably 5 years too early to try and get it all the electrification within 15 years is quite a big ask, you know.
Yeah, but you're already yourself, your company's involved in things. You don't just sell electric cars, you put in charging points and things like that, don't you? So it can be done.
Yeah. We've been working on electric vehicles for over 30 years. You know, people think it's from Tesla over the last 11, 12 years. So we're very heavily into the EV market. And I think one of the things is that the gentleman who was on the phone, the last conversation about the ports, you know, those vehicles that are standing idle waiting to unload, if they were zero emission vehicles, there's not one bit of emission being pumped out whilst they're waiting. So there's an awful lot, this retro kit that we've developed, the ElectroSynth retro kit, is not just for fleets of taxis, say. It's for fleets of, it can be any vehicles from vans, cars, buses, right the way down to the trucks and so on, you know. So I think, you know, it's okay bringing out brand new electric vehicles. And if you go on our website, every manufacturer has brought out a hybrid or 100% electric vehicle. It's not really fair to say that the hybrids will be taken out of the game as well, because they've asked car manufacturers to meet a particular area where you can use a hybrid. It does 28 miles on the electric, going in and out of the eco zones or the congestion charge areas. That people are adapting their manufacturing. The car companies are developing hybrids and 100% electric, and then the government are saying, oh, we're going to take hybrids away as well, which I don't think's real. I think they're going to struggle with that one, because, the people still need to do the range, with electric vehicles.
Yeah, but, one of the things that puts off people from electrics is you said range, and that's what I'm thinking of it, is how far you can travel with it. I mean, in my car, which is a petrol car, I get about nearly 300 miles in a full tank.
Yeah.
You can't do that, can you, on electric? And if you can, where do you charge it up?
Yeah, well, most of the older models only do up to 100 miles, and then the newer models do up to, 200, 300 miles, realistic miles as well in the middle of the winter when you need all the other elements of the vehicle running, so they're actual miles, not indicative miles. And so it's like if you go back quite a few years ago, people remember the Motorola phone. You used to carry a battery around as big as an iPod.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, they've got the batteries in the phones that last for days and weeks now, depending on which model you buy. So technology has come on massively. And the electric car market, as you can see from when we've been speaking about it over the last, say, 2 or 3 years, going back 3 or 4 years ago, there was only a couple of manufacturers. Every manufacturer now is bringing out a hybrid or 100% electric. So the range will come. The charging points are out there.
Even now, where, if I had an electric car now, where could I? I have no idea where the charging points are in Liverpool, let alone anywhere else.
Yeah, well, every electric vehicle comes with a domestic socket, so every vehicle can be charged up at home, so you can use your domestic socket. So when you're plugging in the lawnmower, the Christmas lights, you can plug in the electric car. Obviously, that takes a hell of a lot longer than a fast charger that you would have at home or you'd have at the hospitals or the train stations. But you can charge up at home through the night. The governments have got a grant where you can have a fast charger at home. So obviously, you can charge the vehicle up the same rate as you're charging up at the hospitals or at the supermarkets. But there's rapid chargers, and, you know, we need rapid chargers in the city. You were saying, how can we make the infrastructure around the region meet the vehicles? The rapid chargers, they charge up 50 miles in 8 minutes or 100 miles in less than 20 minutes. So you charge up four Nissan Leafs in 2 hours that it would take to charge up a normal Nissan Leaf on a normal fast charging point. So, you know, there is a lot of charging points around the region through the Liverpool City Region Councils. You know, people can use them in the hospitals and train stations and so on.
Yeah, but there's another point on that. There's another point. If I'm going into a petrol station, then I may have to wait a little bit in a queue. But basically, once I'm there, the car in front takes, 5 minutes at the most to fill up the tank. 20 minutes is a long wait to fill up your tank. So that means you're going to have a lot of charging points, more than than what you've got normally in terms of petrol pumps.
Yeah, and that's why the hybrids need to stay in place. They need to get the range on the hybrids. They need to double the range on the hybrids so they're getting nearer to 50, 60 miles. So you can go from here to Manchester and back at a normal speed of 70 miles an hour just on the electric. Then it flicks over to the hybrid. So if you're going from here to London, if you don't want to top up your charge, you can actually use the combined with the electrification of the vehicle and obviously that the engine, the combustion engine, and you can use that as a... And that will bring... obviously, your cost per mile down. And it's all about cost, because the actual electric vehicles, you know, they cost £2 per 100 miles to run. You know, it is £20 per 1,000 miles. So most people do 10,000 miles a year. That's £200, no road tax. So it's horses for courses. In and around the city regions, most of the vehicles that you're talking about, which is the buses, the taxis, the vans, the delivery, they're only doing very, very small urban runs, you know, from Manchester, Leeds to Liverpool, you know. But that's why the hybrids need to stay in place until quantities of scale. The technology is similar to Tesla's, but obviously you're not paying a high premium for getting 300. Don't forget, the Teslas can charge up their 250 miles in half an hour. So that's where that equates. But so it's the technology matching the super rapid charges that make it stack up to... you know, how long it takes to charge the vehicle in a petrol station.
What you're indicating to me is that government needs to step in here. You think hybrids is probably, it should be encouraged. They're not going to. They're going to stop it. There aren't enough charging points perhaps everywhere, and they need to be all the same as well, because different cars have different charges, don't they? I mean, it's not come together.
Every vehicle can be charged at home now, so that's a massive bonus. So every building, every office, every home, you can charge domestically. Okay, it takes a lot longer through the night. But you get up the next morning, you've got a full charge, whatever that vehicle can take. Right. You know, the charging points that are around the region, you know, they're ideal for the vehicles, because some of the vehicles can't accept the fast rate of the charges we've already got. So there's no need to panic. A lot of the infrastructure that's in place is already... The Liverpool City region, we wanted to make it one of the lowest carbon cities outside of London. You know, we've got... Arriva have got the electric fleet of 12 electric buses. You know, Comfy Bus have got exactly what we're talking about, converted existing diesel buses, converted to electric. So we're actually already working on the conversion and the electrification of existing vehicles.
Could we get ahead of the game on this? Could we start on Merseyside by leading the way in these kind of ways?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, this is where the uptake needs to be taken, that there needs to be a pot of money. There's an awful lot of knowledge, you know, not just in the Liverpool City region, but in the whole of the UK. And we need people to knock on the door and to want to buy that knowledge from us. You know, and the only way we can invest in that is to actually, you know, say, for example, we've got an order for 50 black cabs. We're going to donor the 50 black cabs. So there's the vehicles. We're going to strip them out ready to put in the actual electrification and the retro kit to make it 100% electric. But the taxi drivers and the fleets of these vehicles, whether they're vans, taxis, buses, they can't afford to actually pay for that full conversion. They will get the money back by the running costs. So the government needs to bring it. Like, there's an incentive. If you want to buy a Nissan Leaf or any other vehicle, 100% electric, the government give you an incentive. If you want to buy an electric van, the government give you an incentive. You know, the scrappage scheme, they can't take any more vehicles to landfill. So the idea is to strip those vehicles down, use all the parts for the good existing combustion engine vehicles, keep them on the road. Why rebuild a perfectly good vehicle? You know, the electrification isn't there to take away, you know, to take away the traditional, you know, combustion vehicles. It's to keep them fit-for-purpose ones on the road for as long as possible.
I can see a local downside to this. We have, I think it's 3,000 people working at Jaguar Leyland, probably the same at Vauxhall's. They're heavily working. They could be all out of work.
Yeah. Roger, I've got a contract there we could win, say, for example, through a delivery company. So let's just say it's the post office. They've got a fleet of thousands of vehicles. They come to the end of their fuel life, so they swap them out or send them off to another city, which the actual zero emission zones or the eco zones are lower. You know, there is the stock is out there, you know, so we could actually, these 50 black cabs, why aren't we converting them at Ellesmere Port or Speke? You know, why aren't we actually on with that now? That's safeguarding the existing combustion engineers and mechanics, converting them to electrification. They're ready for what's going to happen in the future, and all the apprenticeships and the smart city keeping all the jobs. There it is.
So you wouldn't lose jobs in that scenario. You'd save jobs, maybe even get more jobs.
Well, you end up with 50 black cabs, say, 50 buses, 50 trucks, 50 whatever it may be. You know, and then basically the 50 goes into 500, 500 goes in. Because don't forget, that stock that needs retrofitting is already out there. That stock is already here in the UK, ready to be. It's got to be fit for purpose. You know, how do you convert an existing vehicle that's 15, 20 years old, that's got 5 years shelf life in it? It's got to have the shelf life within the vehicle. You know, so we've got to be realistic. You can't retrofit every fleet of vehicles, but it's out there, the stock is there. You know, and we could use that to our benefit, you know.
It's a really interesting debate, and I hope that those, perhaps the Metro Mayor, indeed the Mayor of Liverpool, are listening close to what you're saying. I thank you very much indeed for talking about it. Thanks a lot, John.
No, thanks for your time. Thanks, Roger.